through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, on a beautiful day here in Scottsdale, we go to our beautiful 50th state and bring in Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Good. How's the vacation going?
Oh, it's good. About halfway through, it's been just delightful. Never a bad day in Hawaii, I always say.
Boy, beautiful. Well, the Giants made a trade today. They make a trade every 10 minutes. So
they got Carl Yastrzemski. Oh, wait a minute, that's Mike Yastrzemski.
No, I think it's Carl and Mike. I think Yaz is coming with him, and I hope Yaz comes to the ballpark. Come on, it's worth it.
The way the outfield looks, I'd put him out there.
Yeah, why not? You know, I love it. This is the best trade I've ever seen. Tyler Erb for Mike Yastrzemski, and throw in the grandfather as well as a player to be grandfather to be named later. I like it.
Yeah, and they're leading off with a guy named Joe. I got to tell you, this is an interesting club.
Well, Joe, I like your comment. Joe is leading off. Frank is second, and who's on first is third.
I think. So, yeah.
this is where we're going. It really is interesting. But, you know, Bruce, the season starts on Thursday, and a couple of things happen sort of this week. One is this free agency, and I know you're in Hawaii, and I'm sure you're keeping up with everything. But Verlander signed today for a two-year deal, I think $33 million, Henry, a year, something like that. Give Henry the headset there. But I think he signed today. Sale had a five-year contract. Bruce, free agent, Goldschmidt signed. Free agency is kind of disappearing.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, what Verlander signed for 2 years, you say?
Yeah, I think it's 2 years and $33 million. Is it 33 a year? I don't know what it is. But
yeah.
But whatever it is, he's off the free agent market.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a whole, it's definitely, there's a lot of things wrong there. But, you know, when you get the Harper and Machado contracts, you know, I wouldn't say it's disappearing, but, you know, for the average free agent, you know, there's a sense of desperation. You know, I love what Andrew McCutchen did. I think he signed in December. You know, the first good offer he liked, he was all over and just end the suspense. But, you know, other guys are still just out there hanging, and the season's almost here. And it's really a shame. I'd sort of like to – maybe Henry would probably have a better answer on this, but I'd like to see a certain window like they have in other sports or free agency where – you know, it closes well before the season starts. I mean, you guys get signed up, and then you have time to figure out who's where and like that. It'd certainly be better than the way it is now.
Yeah, I don't know if you and I talked about that July 31st trade deadline. Did we talk about that?
But, yeah.
That's going to be different because we're going to see more action. But I guess my point, and I'm going to throw this out, Henry is here as well. Let me turn Henry up a little bit. Henry, you could say hello.
Hello.
All right.
Henry Schulman.
Hey, Bruce Jenkins, how are you?
What's on, Hank?
You know, I thought this, maybe Bumgarner gets an offer from the Giants. You know, maybe they say, and, you know, maybe I'm crazy here, but they say, all right, Bumgarner, 4 years for 80. You know, you're our big drawing card. You don't want to go in the free agent market, do you? You know, you could turn out to be Dallas Keuchel, and maybe that could happen. And I thought in a million years they'd never do it, but maybe that could happen.
Well, I mean, I never thought they were going to offer him an extension, but now that potential replacement Tyler Erb is gone, you know, they might have to keep him.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think if that were to happen, I think Bumgarner would be, you know, assuming that he's sound and things are going basically okay in his life, that he'd want to stay with the organization. He's pretty much made that clear that he likes being a Giant. You know, if they, it's a lot depends on how they're doing in midseason, whether he becomes part of that trade deadline talk.
Yeah, but I think, you know, the way this free agency is going, everyone's jumping out of it, you know, and they're signing with their team. So maybe he gets an offer, but we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ichiro has retired. Barry Bloom predicted he'd retire before the plane landed. Coming back from Japan because he hasn't had a hit like in 6 years. But what a career, Bruce, huh? For Ichiro, I guess he goes down as George Sisler, you know, one of the greats of the game.
Yeah, I always think of George Sisler when I think of Ichiro, because he had that hit record that goes back to, I think, like 1920, and all of a sudden Ichiro breaks it. It's just, you know, I just love watching the guy hit. You know, he's if you watch him take batting practice, you realize how strong he is. And if he sets himself to a Deadpool stroke, he'll put a bunch of shots in the bleachers. But when the game started, he was an artist up there. You know, he put the ball, he hit them where they ain't, you know, and he loved to dink out hits and beat them out. He had phenomenal speed. He had a great throwing arm. You know, it's a high character guy, very distinctive. I mean, just a Hall of Famer in every single respect. Who knows if he's really retired? He may come back again.
Well, last year, remember, he became a coach, but I think he took batting practice every day, didn't he, Henry?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And, he's going to be the guest who will never leave.
right.
But I'll tell you what, hand me a Hall of Fame ballot tomorrow, and I check his name without having to look.
Oh, yeah, just so quickly.
Bruce, what do you think about, I know you're there, but, you know, I said the Giants, you know, you've got a rotation. The infield, Bruce, has been terrific down here. They really have played well. Posey has played well. We'll talk to you next weekend, hopefully, but the season will be underway. How do you see the Giants now that we've had a month of spring training?
Well, I think it's an interesting team. I mean, the infield is very familiar. They still have a lot of the fans. The other guys are still there. I think the rotation is going to be good. I think the bullpen is going to be good. There's an awful lot of drama in the outfield, and that, you know, that's where the difference is going to be made. I think the team's going to be fun to watch. It's just that every time I scan the lineups of the Braves or the Phillies or the Nationals or the Dodgers, you realize there's a pretty big gap there, and I just hope it doesn't get exposed too soon and the team can stay, you know, reasonably close. But I wanted to ask Henry about the Sandoval situation. I don't know where it stands right now, but I imagine there might have been some consternation bringing in Connor Joe, who might make the team. He's never played in the big leagues, and if he were to make the team at Pablo's expense, what kind of repercussions would there be there?
Well, I mean, it's possible that even without Joe that, Sandoval could not make the team. One thing I've heard today, and I tweeted it out real recently, was that there's a good chance that they might put Sandoval on the disabled list to start the season to sort of punt the decision.
And,
you know, he did come in off a hip injury, and he actually had an oblique that cost him about a week earlier in the season. Now he looks healthy now, but it's not unusual at all to take a player who is actually healthy at the moment, but who had to be set back a little bit, to put him on the DL so he can get a little more work and go down and do some rehab games. And I mean, it's one of those things that I'm sure Pablo would have to agree to. But he's always been a team player, and if he really loves the organization and that's what they ask him to do, I'm guessing that he would do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of people would like to see him stay with the organization at some point, maybe resurrect his career at some point too. So
yeah, I mean, you know, it's just I just don't see how they can go without 13 pitchers, and then, you know, it just becomes the math just becomes a little more difficult for Pablo. Hansen is a guy who can play some short, has that kind of versatility that Pablo doesn't have. He can, you know, Joe can play in the outfield, and you know, with Farhan Zaidi, it's all about versatility and being able to move guys around.
Yeah, well, you have a four-man bench.
Marty, stay out of this.
You have guys who can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Henry Schulman, Bruce Jenkins. Yeah, the Henry Schulman show continues here. Now, look, I always told Henry he could have his own show. It's fine. It's not a problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's got a voice made for the airwaves.
Yeah, he does. Henry, I'll ask you this. The best player in camp, maybe the most pleasant surprise of this spring for you?
Well, excuse me. I mean, I'll give you two. One who is a mainstay and one who was not. And the mainstay was Joe Panik. And, you know, you and I talked about this, Marty. Marty and I just continue to interview each other back and forth. I interviewed him yesterday for a Giants Double Play podcast that will be available for download, I think, on Monday. And, you know,
even
Marty said, Panik, you know, he's hit almost 500. More than that, he's lost some weight. He looks faster. He's rangier, and he looks more like the Joe Panik that we saw when he first came up in 2014 and 2015. So that's a little bit of a surprise. I mean, you know, we in the media and the fans traded him 1,000 times already. On the surprise side of people that we didn't know, they picked up a lefty reliever named Travis Bergen from the Blue Jays in the Rule 5 draft. And, you know, Rule 5, you know, like one out of 100 Rule 5 guys actually make it and stick with the team. But this guy is a really good left-handed pitcher. He doesn't throw hard, but he's got real good deception. He can face lefties, righties, get them out. He hasn't allowed a run all spring. And, I think he's going to be on the team. In fact, one coach was down on the field with a group of fans who were down there, and right as I was walking by, and someone asked him about Bergen, and the coach said, well, I think he's going to make the team. And I whipped out my tape recorder, and he said, you want to say that on the record? But he couldn't. So there's one. It's a guy that, you know, that fans probably don't know, and it's one of those things where if he wasn't good enough to be protected on the 40-man roster of the Blue Jays, you got to think the Blue Jays have the 66 Orioles pitching staff.
Which was good with Jim Palmer and Wally Bunker. That was a very good pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Dave McNally as well, right, Bruce?
Yeah, and by the way,
Paul Drabowski.
Now that the Giants have Carl Yastrzemski, this could be the Giants' impossible dream season. We're dropping some great references that people over 80 know.
People understand baseball. It's okay.
Okay, Google the impossible dream Red Sox and what Carl Yastrzemski did in the last week of that season.
Bruce, there's a guy here.
Aware of it, but, I was going to say you may not be aware of it, but Jim Lundborg is showing up later this afternoon, so watch out for that.
And Jose Santiago will be right with him, right? Hey, we have a guy here, Nick Vincent. Bruce,
yeah,
have you seen
the team,
Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you see him pitch, he throws 88, 89, and you go, what happened? Well, you know, is he sick? What's wrong with him? But he's got the cutter, and he's been in the big leagues for a while. But, you know, Bruce, do you watch this film noir stuff ever on, you know, on TV? You know, the old movies from the 40s or 50s?
Yeah, yes, sometimes,
no?
Yeah. As long as it's
okay,
noir,
Henry,
I mean,
you ever see any of this film?
Oh, yeah. I like MGM Network. It's one of my favorites.
Nick Vincent looks like someone out of one of the prison movies. You know, he has that look about him that you don't want to see. He looks like Sal Magley. You know what I mean, Bruce? You know, the heavy beard. And he just has that look when he's on the mound. I don't think I'd be comfortable in the box. And he made the team. He's on the team.
Yeah, the bullpen is really interesting. I mean, you know, Maronta and Smith and Watson. I mean, all these guys. You know, I mean, I think, don't you think, Henry, the bullpen has a chance to be really good and really throwing guys off?
Oh yeah, I mean, they got more guys than they can keep, and a lot of those guys are out of options. So, I mean, I didn't even mention Trevor Gott. I mean, he's a guy who's had experience with the Nationals and the Pirates. He's also not allowed to run, a right-handed pitcher. You know, they got to make a decision on him. And they really have a lot. Everybody in the bullpen really has thrown well, except of course Melanson, who did have a good 1-2-3 outing last night, and he's the proverbial elephant in the room. You know, he's got $28 million remaining on his contract. My sources tell me they're not going to eat that money right now, so he's going to be on the team unless something drastically changes. And they have a lot of – this is a pitching staff in general that is not very tall. I mean, they don't have like the – they don't have a lot of upside big names beyond Bumgarner. But this pitching staff may be deeper than any I've remembered the Giants had in a long time. In terms of guys they can keep turning to. You know, Vincent is one of them. And, you know, Vincent is one of those guys that, you know, they're bringing him in on track record. I mean, I remember him with the Padres, and he was really, really good. And we talked to him a little bit today. He does throw a cutter. He says the cutter doesn't cut here in Arizona, so that might, you know, he's given up a few more hits than he would have liked to. But Bochy said that putting him on the team was a no-brainer.
Now, doesn't he look the way I described?
I'm Googling Sal Magley right now. To see.
Sal Magley before the barber.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
Henry, you're a baseball man.
These references we're throwing out. If you're under 50 and listening to this,
who cares if you
we'll
are?
Be right back.
That's right. You have to learn the game, and then you can pass it on. This is what baseball's all about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, every time I'm on with Gary Radnich and he mentions Sherman Lawler, he always qualifies. I say, it's okay to say it. You know, people love baseball.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask Marty to name all the. going to ask Marty to name all the Delahanty brothers. There's like 12 of them.
There was Ed. I remember him. Babalu and the rest of them.
Boogaloo.
Yeah. Well, you're coming back next week, Bruce. When do you travel?
Yeah, it's a very strange feeling not to be there for the opener. I mean, it's not the home opener, but we kind of had to rig this vacation here around my daughter's college schedule. But, yeah, I'm home a week from tomorrow, and we'll be out there for the lid lifter, as they say at Oracle. And yeah, I'm always excited about opening day.
Yeah, this is going to be different. Who knows what the team will look like by then, and the reception by the fans, and maybe Henry and I'll chat about this in our next segment. But Bruce, have a safe trip, and maybe we'll talk to you Sunday if you're home and comfortable. We'll do it next Sunday.
And Bruce, could you do me a favor and stop by Hilo Hattie's and pick up some puka shell necklaces and some chocolate macadamia nuts for me?
I'm on my way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. The great Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, thanks so much.
Absolutely. And the next time I'm on, I want to bring Henry in as often as you want when I'm on. He's actually there.
Henry's terrific. Henry's
a superstar. I don't have any fingers on any pulses.
Come on. We get you and Henry and John Shea here. We'll just do the paper right here.
Yeah, well, I can't give
absolutely.
The North Shore Surf Report, so we're even.
That's
all right.
True.
All right, have a great trip back. All right, thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Henry, stick around. We'll have more right after this.